Good morning, it's the 25th of January, 2019, and we have the Eight of Swords reversed, and the Three of Swords, and the Four of Coins reversed. Do you want to talk about it? You probably should, rather than carry all that around inside. The most unwelcome Three of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, is a violent and painful card, no doubt about it. Three sharp swords stabbed through a bleeding heart in a stormy sky. The only redeeming thing that can be said about this unfortunate draw is that this is sometimes called the artist card, three being the powerful number of creation and the often tense and angst-ridden process of. A bloody birth, so to speak. But no matter how you spin it, it's never a welcome card. Emotions are raw and wounds are fresh, and we're walking around in a great deal of psychic pain. This is depression with a capital D. In the past, where she belongs, is the Eight of Swords reversed, or the card of self-limitation and prison, mental jail. Those makeshift jail bars of sharp swords she surrounded herself with make it rather difficult to get to her, and that's what this is about today. Reverse, those bars are falling away, and it seems safe to approach. This is good, but having just come out of a painful situation or state, we're finding our land legs still, sort of. In the future position is the careful, guarded, and rather miserly Four of Coins, Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus. This card shows a human holding on to his stash of gold coins for dear life. We're not talking just about money here, but a mindset. Perhaps they've realized that living in a default state of worry and material insecurity was what was holding them back. No risk, no gain. I sometimes call this holding your cards close to your chest in that this human does not easily open up to other people, but reversed, this may be about to change. It has to. Look at that gory red heart. Look at those black clouds hanging over it. Yet, there is a soft yellow glow emanating from the heart like a sunrise. The heart heals itself, and this has already begun. What will this process look like? Who can you talk to? This card reverse can mean overspending, or, as it's called, retail therapy. Horrible term. Horrible. This can mean a period of grief that may, like the faint glow around the heart that I swear looks brighter the longer you stare at it on the Morgan Greer card, be coming to an end, and you're finally able to talk about it. Better yet, write about it, paint about it, or sing about it. Have a good one. I almost made it, didn't I? Almost made it.